Hello, everybody. This is Rye at KMMR Mustang Radio, and we got another week of Coach's Corners here. And joining us again is Charlene Wasson, the volleyball coach of the North Country Mavericks. How's it going today?
Going great.
Awesome. And last week, kind of filled us in, you were headed to Harlem and then Scobie for, it was quite a busy weekend. How did it all fare?
Actually, it went really good. We came away with some wins and some losses, but overall we made a lot of progress in certain positions on our floor and in certain sets. So we found a kind of a good rotation and hammered out some of the rough spots that we had. So it was good.
And so the first set there, Harlem, how'd that go? Any of your key? Yep. Any of your key players really? I mean, step up. It seemed to be everybody stepped up.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty consistent kills from Bailey and Charlie McCauley. Some pretty consistent setting between my junior setter Kennedy Simonson and my sophomore setter Emerson Downing and my freshman setter Gracie Wasson. And then my back row is getting pretty consistent at playing defense and knowing when to change their defense. And that is Ben Berkeley Hillman, who's a senior, and Emerson Downing, who's a sophomore, and Ireland Mears, who's another junior, and Gracie Wasson, who is a freshman.
Awesome. Glad to see it's coming together. And what was the scores for that one?
The first set was 25-9, and then it was 25-23, 25-23. So we won in three.
Wow, the last two were pretty close.
Yep, they were. Yeah, they
dug in at the end.
They kind of got rolling a little bit after the first set, so they were probably in a little bit more of a groove. We were moving some. In set one, we did a rotation, and then in set two, we tried a different rotation. In set three, we tried a different rotation. So,
well, all three of them worked.
Well, yeah, they sure did in different ways, yeah.
Well, and then moving on to Scobie there, I said busy weekend. You had Scobie, no time for a real break there, you know, no day off. How did Scobie do?
No, and the games were earlier that day, so we got on the bus at 9 in the morning.
Oof-ta.
After getting home at 11. And then went to Scobie. We hadn't been to Scobie in a couple years with our large conference. We only play everybody once, but we've had a couple home games against them. But to go up to Scobie, and we lost in four, but we took away a lot of good stuff from the match. We lost 19-25 the first set, then won the second set 25-17, and then lost the third set 24-26, and lost the final set 19-25. Some of the key points for me in that match was we got a lot of blocks on some of their really good hitters, and the McCauley twins came away with just about half of our kills. And we had some people really step up in the serving department. Lily Bear, who's a junior, had seven aces in a row. She was kind of on a streak there. And we ended up just needing to do a couple little tweaks on our defensive end that earlier in the last two sets than we made. So that's kind of why we ended up coming away with a conference loss.
Still learning experience, you know, what to work on. And any of that, since it was an earlier game, were the girls a little bit tired?
I would say not really. You know, they're always ready to play, especially when they know it's going to be a tough match. And they're just kind of gamers. They like to just get in the game and do their thing. So, no, I don't think they were tired at all, no.
Well, as I said, good learning experience. You always learn something, even when you lose. But they cut very close matches there, so not too far behind there.
Yep. No, it was good. It was a good learning experience for us.
And then, of course, the next day, got the Scobie Invitational.
Yeah, that was a very long day of volleyball.
How many games total did you play?
We played 16 sets of volleyball from 9:30 in the morning to 7:30 at night. So in pool play, you played a match of two sets to 25, and we ended up coming away with three wins and one loss in pool play. We split with Circle, which is going to be probably the divisional competition. And then we went into the tournament bracket, seeded second. They took the top three teams from each pool. So we played a match against Freud Med Lake, and that was, we won in three, 27-25, 23-25, and 15-11. So then you turned around and played another match right after that. We beat Scobie 25-15, 26-24. And then we were in the championship with Circle again. And I knew we were tired then. Because the first set we lost 7-25.
Oh.
And then we beat them 25-23 and lost in the last set 10-15.
Oh, shoot. So close.
Yeah. But it was like they were, that first set of that championship match was, they were brain dead. I totaled up their serving over the course of the day in 16 sets of play. Some of them served 60 times. So, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, definitely need to ice some arms down after that, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we tried to spread it out. We have 9 people that we use serving, so we tried to spread it out best we could. And kind of give some people a rest here and there and just kind of a brain break and go from there. But we're in decent enough shape that it didn't bother us too bad until we got to that first set of the championship match. Then you kind of noticed that they needed a little mental break at that point. But then they came back in the next set and won 25-23 and battled in that last set 10-15, and Circle's a very well-oiled volleyball machine. They play almost all summer, and they just have a very defined way of playing that everybody knows what they're doing.
And looking at this, so you won't face off against them in the regular season, correct?
Nope, just in tournaments.
Just in tournaments, divisional. Okay. So you got time to practice for then going up against them in tournaments.
Yep.
And so this jumping into this week here, well, like you were just telling me that the C-Squad game in Wolf Point, that's as of this recording today, Tuesday, has been moved to October 10th.
Yep.
And so that just leaves the Malta game, September 20th. That's also the C-Squad. And then in Nashua, going to be home in Whitewater, it looks like.
Yeah, so basically we're home and home.
Yeah.
I consider Malta a home game.
And how are you preparing for the Malta?
We just tweaked a couple things, and we're going to try a couple different little looks to our lineup, but really nothing major. We're just going to keep bringing our power and play our defense, and we have been really stressing about not missing more than one serve a set. So we're trying to get to where we got a lot of kids that serve really well, and we got some kids who do very, very, very good at serving aces, but they need to increase some of their serving percentage. So you can lead in ace serves, which is a good point to have, but it kind of also brings your serving percentage down, because sometimes you're just trying to get that really good serve that's really tough, and it doesn't go over the net or it goes out of bounds. And so we've just been kind of stressing that a little bit, and we talked a little bit about making some different attacks so that you can change up in the middle of your approach, whether or not you're going to hit line or cross court or hard angle or tip it, and just communicating on the floor as best we can. So that's kind of what we've been working on this week so far, Monday.
Yep, yeah. still early in the week. And then, of course, going from Malta, that's going to be kind of not too late of a night. Then is Nashua the next morning, obviously home. But is it?
Two. I think we play Nashua at 2 or 3 in the afternoon here in Whitewater. So, no, it should be.
Oh, okay.
It shouldn't be late. We play Malta at 3, so those games should get over early. And then Saturday should be a early game for us, too, and we need a little bit of a reprieve from last week. So
that's good to get that every once in a while.
Yes, it is.
And so how's Nashua? How you stacked up with Nashua?
We actually played them in pool play at the Scobie tournament. They are better than they have been the last couple years. They have a few more athletes on their floor. They've always been very short of numbers. But we beat them in Scobie 25-12, 25-16. So I would think if we do our job well, we should be able to come away with a conference win.
Awesome. Well, we'll be rooting for you. Go into the game with a little bit of confidence, but not overconfidence. And I wish the girls good luck.
All right.
And we will catch up with you next week to see how things fared. So thank you for joining me today.
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks everybody out there for listening. This has been KMMR Mustang Radio's Coach's Corner, visiting with Charlene Wasson, the coach of the North Country Mavericks volleyball team.